The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Dave Martin. Happy to be back with you for this month's Advantage Podcast. This time around, I'd like to take just a few minutes to discuss, maybe give a few different perspectives on a concept we've preached around FSI for a couple of decades now. That concept is the make a friend, make a customer approach to sales. You've likely read it in our materials, maybe heard an FSI team member refer to it through the years. But I'm concerned now and then that it's become more of a catchphrase than a philosophy to some folks. Yeah, I get it. Be friendly and nice to people and they'll want to be your customers. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for being friendly and nice to people. If you've got those instincts in your heart, hey, your parents raised you right. I'm just saying. But I want to point out to folks that being friendly is not the same thing as making a friend. Being friendly is great, and it's usually part of the process of making a friend. But simply being friendly is not highly correlated to sales production. If an organization stack ranks its branches according to sales production, and you visit the top 10% and the bottom 10%, do you know what you'll pretty much always find at the bottom 10%? Just as many friendly folks working there as the top 10. Heck, they're often super friendly in the bottom 10% because they're thrilled you walked in to see them. But being friendly is a reactive gesture. Compare that to the practice of making friends. Making friends requires being proactive. The very first sales training material I was ever responsible for putting together was an in-store sales training program for FSI. Having run my own in-store location, I had a different perspective than most of the sales trainers I'd been exposed to back at our bank. The sales techniques they preached and had us role-playing, in my humble opinion, had a major flaw in them. They were all based on the idea that a customer was interested in talking to me about what I sell. Now, if you work in most retail establishments or traditional bank or credit union branches, that makes sense. People walking into your building either already do business with you or are interested in possibly doing business with you. Oftentimes, the most successful salespeople in those settings are great at product knowledge. They're great at cross-selling. Maybe they take the effort to walk up and offer assistance to a customer. These are all fantastic traits, but they're based on the fact that the customers in your presence are thinking about and interested in you and what you offer. I knew from working with many in-store branches and having run one myself that our environment was considerably different. The great thing is that there are thousands of potential customers right there in our buildings each week. The not so great thing is that most of them are not shopping for what we offer. They're in our stores because they ran out of something or are about to run out of something. But they didn't just run out of their bank or credit union. They aren't shopping for what we're selling. If I walk up to them with the false assumption that they're obviously interested in what I have to say, I'm likely going to be perceived as a pushy salesperson. And if I sit back and hope that whenever, if ever, they decide to consider changing their financial services provider, that their first stop will be to visit little old me in front of the store, I'll probably be waiting for a long time. From observations and personal experience, I saw that in order to be successful in our environments, we needed to have as many conversations with customers as possible. Well, folks typically aren't walking around looking forward to chatting with salespeople. They do, however, tend to look forward to catching up with friends they run into when they're out and about. Truth be told, make a friend, make a customer was sort of a holding title for that section of the training material. I had full intention of coming up with something catchier or more technical sounding later. But I ran out of time and had to begin training classes before I ever got around to coming up with a better catchphrase. Then, to my surprise, I noticed something as I walked around training classes. It seemed that the most underlined thing in the manual was that title. The number one note I would see jotted down was, make a friend, make a customer, make a friend, make a customer. In reviews after the sessions, it was the most mentioned concept by a mile. I found it funny that the one term I went in thinking I was going to change was the one that seemed to resonate the most with folks. And thankfully, it appears that even in our increasingly technology-driven industry, it still does. Because we realize that people, when given the chance, want to do business with people they know and like. But they'll never know and like you, well, if you don't get out there and meet them. Making friends requires getting out and meeting people, and the best way to get someone interested in you is to show interest in them. The same person who doesn't have the time to discuss much of anything with you will usually make time to talk about himself or herself, or their kids, or pets, or hobbies, or jobs. And sure, some folks are easier to become friends with than others. Some folks instantly click. You become fast friends. Others may take more time. They may be shy or distracted or jaded or whatever. But the beauty of working in an in-store location is that we have ongoing opportunities to meet and ingratiate ourselves to customers. Hey, some folks take a little longer to become your friends. Some folks take a little longer to become your customers. But with time and consistent effort, both are likely to happen. I've long suggested to in-store teams that if they did nothing this month, but head out and try to make as many friends as they can with the people shopping and working in their stores, they'd automatically be doing most of what needs to be done to create a productive sales and service culture without even thinking about it. See how many new friends you can make out in your stores, or just in front of your branch, or on your walks in and out of the building, wherever you can make new friends this month. Make a few new friends, and you'll likely find you're making more than a few new customers along the way as well. Until next time, for FSI, I'm Dave Martin. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.